National headlines
and the local stories you care about.
WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330
FM 106.3.
And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Friday, September 3rd. I am your host, Josh Engel. Did I get that right? September 13th. Oh my God. I don't even know what day it is. Friday, September 13th. We're very pleased to have the Rafa Clinic of West Georgia in the studio with us today to chat about their 10th annual Sound of Medicine concert to benefit the Rafa Clinic. That's coming up September 26th. It's going to be at the UWG Ballroom from 6:30 to 9:30. And to kick us off, well, we have Dr. Amy Eubanks, Reverend Brian Hammond, and Kelly Pollard in the studio with us today. One of the best shows of the year because we get to have some live music in the studio. Live music. So we're very, very glad to have that. Have them in the studio with us today. We're going to start with Dr. Amy Eubanks. Dr. Amy, tell us a bit about you.
All right. So I'm the medical director at the Rafa Clinic of West Georgia. I've been doing that for 10 years, been associated with the board for about 12, even before that. And I'm also a physician at Tanner. I work at Tanner Primary Care of Bremen. I'm an internal medicine physician, so just taking care of the community. And with Rafa, I get to help take care of that part of the community that doesn't have insurance. So
that's a wonderful. Well, that's great. We're so glad that you spend so much time working with the Rafa Clinic. If you could, why did you choose bass originally?
You know,
aside from the fact that it's the best instrument.
You know, it just seemed like fun. You know, I play piano and guitar as well. But we were at a concert one time and I told my husband and I thought the bass just seemed like fun because it was rhythm and music. And the next thing I knew, he showed up with a bass for my birthday. And the rest was history.
You have a very impressive axe there. You got your Fender with you, Fender 4-string. We're going to throw it over to Reverend Brian Hammond. Brian, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
So I am, my name is Brian, and I am the pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church in Austell, New Hope United Methodist Church in Marietta, and I'm also the Kennesaw State Wesley Foundation director. So a lot of different things going on.
Excellent. So how did you end up playing with the folks from the Rafa Clinic?
Started playing at church when we were at the same church together, started playing guitar and drums and just kind of faded in with them when they needed some percussion and stuff like that. So I've been playing about six and a half years together now, so it's been a lot of fun.
Cool. So you're a percussionist. What is the instrument you have with you today?
This is a cajon. It's a miniature cajon, and I know if you're listening on the radio, you can't see, but it's tiny. It's about the size of a Kleenex box.
But he's going to play that Kleenex box like crazy.
We'll see.
We'll see. Awesome. Well, let's throw it over to Kelly Pollard. Kelly, I know that you've also been playing with the Sound of Medicine concert and working with the Rafa Clinic for some time now. Tell us a bit about you and a bit about your time working with the Rafa Clinic.
Sure. My name is Kelly Pollard. I'm a project manager with Aubrey Sylvie Enterprises, kind of focusing on the renewables market and utilities market. So I met Amy at church along with Brian. We've been playing together for a very long time. I don't know how long it's actually been.
Probably almost 15 years, if not more.
Probably 15 years, yeah. But I've been a part of just about every single one of the Rafa Clinic concerts. I maybe missed one or two for being out of town, but it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun playing.
Great. Well, my man Kelly here is actually on the acoustic guitar. So when you hear all of that music come together in a bit, now you'll have names to the sounds. Let's throw it back over to Dr. Amy Eubanks. So, Amy, tell us a bit about the, you've touched on it, but if you could, tell us a bit more about the organization, the Rafa Clinic, and then let's talk about last year's event, how that turned out.
Okay. Yeah, the Rafa Clinic is a faith-based clinic for the uninsured in the West Georgia and East Alabama area. We basically take care of people who don't qualify for Medicaid, and they can make up to 200% of the federal poverty level. So we've been open since 2010, providing medical care. And in 2012, we started providing dental care as well, and that's a huge need in our area. And, you know, we're faith-based, but we take care of patients no matter what their beliefs are. We're just there available to give them faith support if they want it, but we're definitely not a requirement to be a patient. And so we have a nurse practitioner who works with us regularly, and then we have physicians in the community that volunteer as well. Our dental director, Dr. Bill Calhoun, works typically on Fridays when he does clinics, and we have some other dental volunteers as well, although he's our main one.
Cool. Great. Well, this is the 10th annual Sound of Medicine concert. So, you know, we had you on the program last year prior to the 9th annual. a Sound of Medicine concert. Tell us a bit about how that event turned out. I'm sure it was a smash. I'm sure it was a smash success. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so basically, it was probably our best year yet as far as attendance and fundraising. We made over $40,000. We had probably 250 to 300 people that showed up and just had a great silent auction as well. So we're really excited about that. I think that moving the event to Carrollton, you know, it started off at the Methodist Church in Bremen, and we quickly outgrew that venue. And then we were at Milltown, and then when Milltown sold, we had to find somewhere else to go. And so we decided to go with Carrollton because so many of our physicians in the community would support us financially, but they weren't able to make the event because, you know, 6:30 is typically when folks are getting done tying up loose ends at the office, and it was just hard to make it to Bremen. So I think that moving it to Carrollton helped a lot as far as letting people come to the event. And so, and it's always a lot more fun as a performer when you got people in the audience. And so it was great to have a combination of best year as far as money raised, but also having a lot of people come out for the event. So
over $40,000 raised. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And that helps, of course, benefit the operations of the Rafa Clinic.
That's right. Because we're funded by private donations and grants. And, you know, with grants, a lot of times it's limited to certain equipment or certain programs. And so for basic operational costs, you know, there's not as much for that. And so, you know, we depend on donations from the community for that. And so this event, as well as our golf event in the spring, are our biggest fundraisers. You know, we depend throughout the year, though, on donors. And it's very helpful when we have monthly donors and have kind of some consistent income that way. Like my husband and myself, we donate monthly because we just believe in the ministry. And with the event itself, you know, we have sponsorships and a lot of people have done that. But it's also just a fun event to come to. You don't have to be a sponsor. You can buy just individual tickets. You know, I mean, bring friends and family. It's just it's a great night. I think sometimes we get so focused on just trying to get the show going, we forget to say it is a lot of fun. I mean, I always look forward to it. I mean, you know, it's a fun group of people that come to it. We have some people who've attended every year, and I think each year the word gets out and it grows more. So it's just a lot of fun, and it lets us do something that we think is very powerful in the community. You know, we kind of look at it as Rafa board members and volunteers, that we're being the hands and feet of Christ in the community. And that's kind of the heart of the mission. And I think this lets us do that. So
Great. Well, this year's event, the 10th annual Sound of Medicine concert, it's going to be on September 26th, the UWG Ballroom from 6:30 to 9:30. So how can folks get tickets?
Okay, so you can go to rafaclinic.org. On the landing page, there's a link to sponsorships and table purchases. If you just go under events, there's a separate section where you can buy tickets. And tickets are $25 ahead of time, $35 at the door. And we even have a special price for student tickets to make it easier for them to come to. Since we are on the West Georgia campus, we want them to feel like they can participate as well.
Yeah, and I mean, come on. These students are going to want to see some doctors play music. That's cool. I mean, it's like one of those cool niche bands. You get to see that. You get to experience that.
Well, and the Emerging Healthcare Leaders group at University of West Georgia is helping us as far as getting out flyers, you know, and volunteering at the event. So it helps to let them get involved too, because as people who are looking to go into the medical field, you know, it's nice for them to see that, you know, we work hard, we take care of patients, but we have fun too.
Yeah, I have lots of fun. Awesome. Well, and just a reminder for folks, Rapha is R-A-P-H-A. So visit R-A-P as in Pearl, haclinic.org, and you can get your tickets. I believe it was $25 ahead of time, $35 at the door, and there's special pricing available for students.
$15 for students.
$15. You can't beat that.
College I know,
kids,
right?
Look, even college kids
going
can
through
pull
the drive-thru at McDonald's costs you that much these days.
I heard that. All right. Well, time is 8:38. We're going to go and take our first commercial break, but don't go anywhere, because when we come back, you're going to get to sample, get a taste of what to expect at the 10th annual Sound of Medicine concert as we, our guest today, perform some live music right here in the Community Voice studio. Again, that's the 10th annual Sound of Medicine concert to benefit the Rafa Clinic, September 26th at the University of West Georgia Ballroom from 6:30 to 9:30. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today's Friday, September 13th. I am your host, Josh Engel. And if you're just tuning in, one, you're going to want to check out the full podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com, because it's always a fun time when we have the Rafa Clinics in the studio with us. Today, we're talking about the 10th annual Sound of Medicine concert to benefit the Rafa Clinic. It's coming up on September 26th at the UWG Ballroom from 6:30 to 9:30. Tickets are $25 if you buy them now, $35 at the door, and for college students, $15. So we got Kelly Pollard, Reverend Brian Hammond, and Dr. Amy Eubanks in the studio with us. Dr. Eubanks, let's talk about this year's event before we get into the live music. What can folks expect?
Well, I think the thing that I like people to understand is there is a variety of music performances. And so we got a little bit of something for everybody. We always start off with the Carroll Community Wind Ensemble. Dr. Jonathan Gooden's a pediatrician, and he plays clarinet with them. And Terry Lowry, the director, is just an amazing musician in his own right. We have Noteworthy, which is an a cappella type group, occasionally a keyboard, but just different kind of fun music from, you know, 50s to present, basically. Our group plays, and we're kind of pop rock, basically. Dr. Howard Seaman always plays, and that's been a blessing through the years. His band is Dakota Dodge, and they play more country rock and some, I guess, older rock music, too. And we're lucky this year we actually have some new performances. So we have a group called Day Jobs, and it's our new plastic surgeon, Dr. Mel Stewart, one of our new breast surgeons, Dr. Vince Gugliotti, and they play with the radiologist, Dr. Bill Beam, out of Noonan. And so and it sounds like they're kind of pop, per se. I'm looking forward to them. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We have one of our hospitalists, Dr. Scott Griffin, and his wife, and nurse practitioner Ruth Allison, and they're going to just do a couple of songs, just vocal and acoustic. And then we have Johnny Proby. She's a medical healer. She's a voice healer. She sings at like nursing homes and events like that, and just has an amazing voice. We had a lot of positive feedback on her last year. So, and then our Bishop Sauls, who's a spiritual healer, always comes and plays with my group, sings a couple of songs as well. So it's just it's a wide variety. So little something for everybody.
Awesome. Well, what about food? Because I heard that there's going to be some food involved.
Yeah, there's heavy hors d'oeuvres. And, you know, we're kind of joking with the college students being on campus. You know, again, for $15, you get in and you can make a meal out of that and have a concert. So, you know, win-win and walking distance from the dorms.
So if you're tuning in, be sure to share this with your college student relative, because college students are always hungry. So this is an opportunity for $15 to have a great concert, hear some of our local physicians just play some great music, and get some food.
And we got some great silent auction items as well. So we got everything from art by local artists to, you know, people renting out lake houses, or people putting their lake houses on there, and then some cool jewelry from C&G and Bremen. I mean, again, it's a variety, a lot of things to haggle over at the table when you're making bids. So
That's great. All right. Well, I guess the time is here. Let's do some live music. What song are we going to start out with today, Dr. Eubanks?
We're going to start out with Angel from Montgomery by Bonnie Raitt.
Awesome. Well, I will be adjusting the mics as necessary, so if you hear any clinking or moving, that'll probably be me, but consider it a part of the instruments. Yeah, consider it a part of the instruments. All right, that is Angel from Montgomery by Bonnie Raitt.
Lightning was desire, so
This is a sample of what to expect at the 10th Annual Sound of Medicine Concert to benefit the Rafa Clinic coming up September 26th at the UWG Ballroom, 6:30 to 9:30. Let's go right into the next song. Coming up next, we have, I believe, Take It Easy by my good buddy Dwayne Soul's favorite band, the Eagles. Who doesn't love the Eagles?
Right.
We'll be doing Take It Easy?
That's right.
All right, let's take it away.
Take it easy.
Take It Easy by the Eagles, but in this case, by Dr. Amy Eubanks and the rest of the band here as we talk about the 10th annual Sound of Medicine concert to benefit the Rafa Clinic coming up on September 26th at the UWG Ballroom from 6:30 to 9:30. We're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break, but when we come back, we will have one more song, and you can find out some more information about how to get your tickets and how to you can attend this concert and support the great work of the Rafa Clinic. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. You got live music in the studio today as we have the Rafa Clinic joining us right here on Community Voice, talking about the 10th annual Sound of Medicine concert to benefit the Rafa Clinic and the good work they do in the West Georgia community. That's coming up September 26th at the UWG Ballroom from 6:30 to 9:30. We got Dr. Amy Eubanks on bass. We got Reverend Brian Hammond on the percussion box. I blanked on the name of it.
Cajon.
Excellent. And Kelly Pollard with Aubrey Sylvie, but more importantly, with his beautiful, beautiful tenor voice as he plays on that acoustic guitar. So since we're back, we're going to go into one more song. So if you're tuning in, good thing that you flipped over here because this is going to be a great one. What is the next song we're going to be hearing?
Lovely Day by Bill Withers.
Lovely Day by Bill Withers. Take it away.
Sunlight hurts my eyes.
Tell me that doesn't make you want to come to the Sound of Medicine concert coming up to benefit the Rafa Clinic. It's September 26th at the UWG Ballroom. Dr. Amy, excellent job to you and the whole band. Before we take off, food for this event, having this venue, all of these things cost something. And we're trying to raise money for the good work the Rafa Clinic does. Are there any sponsors that you want to give a shout out to before we take off?
We have had some wonderful support from the community, particularly the medical community. Tanner is always one of our top sponsors, and they also sponsor a nurse practitioner throughout the year. SMI is a year-round sponsor for us, as are Dr. Brian Barton and his wife. Dr. Chris and Wendy Arant are sponsoring, and he also has donated equipment, and we're starting a cardiac stress testing program at Rafa as well. We have Carroll County Nephrology, Bremen Primary Care, Rhythm Communications, Carrollton Orthopedic, West Georgia Gastro, City of Bremen, CKD Kitchen and Bath, Southeastern Hose, Hollingsworth Concrete, and a lot of individual physician sponsoring. Dr. Laura Larson, Barry Harris, Dr. John G., Dr. Austin Lewis from the surgery group, Times Georgian, Gradit Communications, and then we have a lot of individual ticket purchases as well. And I'm sure I'm forgetting several of our folks, but I will. West Georgia Cardiology, Dr. Mary Feldman from West Georgia Dermatology. So just a lot of support throughout the community, and we're very appreciative for it.
Awesome.
And it's not too late to sponsor.
I was just about
to
say, if you're listening to this and you love these silky tunes of the Rafa Clinic band, feel free to reach out to them. Contact information will be on the rafaclinic.org. You can also get your tickets, $35 at the door, $25 if you buy them now off the website, and $15 for students. So you can go out there and get that food. Well, we are out of time, but Dr. Amy Eubanks, Reverend Brian Hammond, and Kelly Pollard, thank you three for joining us on the program
Absolutely.
Today.
Thank you for having us.
And we will see you at the 10th Annual Sound of Medicine Concert, September 26th at the UWG Ballroom from 6:30 to 9:30. We'll see you next time.